From NPR and WBUR Boston, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. And a Canadian doctor has found a novel way to treat a serious medical problem, a bacterial infection in the gut that affects 500,000 a year and kills more than 14,000 a year just in the U.S. It's called Clostridium difficile, or C. diff for short. And the solution? Well, this may not be the time to hear the solution if you are dining. Ready? Okay, because the solution is feces. Now, we've reported before on fecal transplants. That's delivering feces from a healthy person through an enema to a sick person to repopulate their healthy bacteria. A new pill form is taken orally, and it's had nearly 100% success. Dr. Thomas Louis is an infectious disease specialist in Calgary, Alberta, who pioneered the pill and the transplant. And, Doctor, when you first suggested the transplant, your colleagues said no. They thought it was gross, so you started treating patients at home. What is it about C. diff that made you so compelled to find this new treatment?
It's an infection that just keeps coming back. And so that patients are seen to be prisoners of the disease, and it stops all their activities of daily living. They live in fear of recurrent diarrhea.
So your idea was to introduce healthy bacteria that could help combat the bad bacteria that was taking over their guts, and to do it with an enema. Is this just through illness that the bad bugs start overtaking the good?
No. The infection is made possible by the use of antibiotics. The antibiotics are indiscriminate, and basically they have to get out of the body somehow after you take them, so that whether it's given IV or orally, the idea here is that there's enough antibiotics cycled through the bowel that they start to damage the good bacteria. And as such, the C. diff bug makes a toxin, basically causes inflammation and diarrhea then.
Yeah. So you came up with it's being called brilliant idea of, instead of using antibiotics, introducing good bacteria through these fecal transplants. And now the fecal pill. Obviously, it's different from the transplant. How do you make the pill?
Basically, I made the pills out of desperation. And basically, it was to try and solve several of my patients' problems. I'd been doing fecal transplants basically as a clinical service. I had started with enemas, but after about 10 years, I ran into several patients that basically were uncurable by enemas. I ended up considering the idea of another route of delivery, and that's through the pill.
Look, let's be even more blunt than we have been. One of the reasons some couldn't take the enema is that one of the problems, the side effects of C. diff, is that they have the runs, so they can't retain what you're trying to give them. With the pill, they can. But still, just because of the nature of it, do you have patients who are just say to you, I'm sorry, no, sick as I am, I can't do this?
Yes, I have had a few patients that have refused, but they're in the extreme minority.
And the scientific community is starting to pay attention. I mean, has been for a while, realizing that a person's biome, literally bacteria that lives in our bodies and on our skin, is a part of good health. Just very, very briefly, where do you see this going?
As you know, there's wide use of antibiotics in the hospital. In fact, the CDC in Atlanta thinks that replenishing the microbiome might be our next best step in infection control. So simply put, the pill idea is simply another step in finding a practical, easy way of replenishing the bowel flora in general medicine.
Dr. Thomas Louis, infectious disease specialist in Calgary, Alberta. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, difficult to hear, but the difficile bacteria is deadly, so quite a finding, and we'll have more at hereandnow.org.